This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
For the past 4 years, members of the Miacan Garza Band in San Marcos have been asking the University of Texas to repatriate three sets of Native American remains held by the school's archaeological research laboratory. The tribe wants to rebury them. KUT's Rianne Roldan reports on the group's efforts to get the remains, including a recent protest.
More than 50 people circled around an altar right beneath a giant concrete sign welcoming people to UT Austin's J.J. Pickle Research Campus. Laid across two blankets are bouquets of flowers and bowls with traditional sacred medicines like Texas sage and cedar. At the altar's head are three cardboard boxes. They represent the three Native American remains that the Miacan Garza Band are asking for. Maria Rocha is on the band's board of elders. She's also the executive director of the Indigenous Cultures Institute in San Marcos, which was founded almost 15 years ago by members of the Miacan Garza Band.
Who has been in Texas where these culturally unidentifiable remains have been dug out? Who has been here for 14,000 years? The Cuauhtecan people.
Cuauhtecan is a collective name for the small autonomous bands of Native Americans who lived in Central and South Texas before the Spanish conquest.
So just logically, something was dug up here. We've been here 14,000 years. They're our ancestors.
The band says it's important to rebury the remains because the Miacan Garza believe that when someone dies, only their physical body dies. What begins after is a spiritual journey.
And when the remains are disturbed, it disturbs the spiritual journey of the spirit. And the spirit is out there in limbo, in agony, in pain, suffering and all this stuff. So that's why we feel it's our obligation to repatriate, to rebury, the physical remains of that individual.
That's Dr. Mario Garza. He's an elder of the band and married to Maria. Together, they run the institute. Maria and Mario say they've been helping tribes all over Texas repatriate remains for decades.
It's our obligation to fight that fight. And even if we don't win, what will UT benefit from beating indigenous people out of their ancestors' remains?
Yeah, what do they have to gain?
UT has returned indigenous remains before. In 2007, the school reached an agreement with the Comanche Nation. But UT says it cannot legally prove that these remains are related to the Miacan Garza Band. In a letter sent to Garza earlier this month, the university says, quote, "The remains are culturally unidentifiable and nothing ties them to the Miacan Garza Band other than your assertion that any remains in Central Texas are your ancestors." The band's elders understand this is an uphill battle. But back at the demonstration, many of those present felt like the fight was only just beginning, despite UT's denial. Jessica Sanchez Flores is co-chair of the Native American Graduate Student Association at UT. She called on those in attendance to send letters and make calls to Interim President Jay Hartzell.
This is not a separation between indigenous or non-indigenous, but rather that we all come together because we are talking about ancestors, and this could be anyone's ancestors.
For Cheyenne Grubbs, it's a question of seeing Native American people as human and not just remains. She's on the board of UT's undergraduate Native American Student Association.
Hello, my name is Cheyenne. I belong to the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma through my grandmother. There's people hurting. There's people feeling a lot of emotions. There's answers to ease that pain, and it's just doing what's right.
The band hopes that with enough attention from UT students and the larger Central Texas community, that the school might change its mind. Rianne Roldan, KUT News.